home, Catullus is dealing with the difficult loss of his brother. By using the present tense and first-person voice, Catullus allows the reader to experience the scene with him and creates a sense of intimacy. As you listen to the poem, it is hard not to picture yourself standing next to Catullus as he addresses his deceased brother. The poem is set at his brother's graveside, which was in distant Troy. Because his brother died far from Rome, Catullus had to make a long journey to visit the grave. Scholars suggest the visit occurred in 56 BC when Catullus was returning from a temporary political post in the Roman province of Bithynia, modern-day Turkey. While there are obvious reasons for visiting the grave of a loved one, Catullus is very concerned with visiting the grave to honor traditional funeral customs. He visits the grave to make offerings, which would have included wine, milk, and honey. Any Roman would have understood the sacredness of the ritual and would probably have honored the same customs at the graves of their own loved ones. So, although the poem is highly personal for Catullus, it is also extremely universal. If you were a Roman, it would be easy to picture yourself in Catullus's shoes, making the same offerings to the grave of someone you loved. Without specific details about his brother, the poem is easily adapted by others. Also, the closing line of the poem is a phrase that was traditionally said at the end of Roman funerals, Ave atque vale, which means hail and farewell. Readers in his own time would have understood the connection between this line at the end of the poem and the traditional end of their funeral practices. By doing this, Catullus emphasizes the theme of tradition and ritual. The emotions expressed in this poem are so real and so relatable, yet at the same time, they are very suppressed. As you listen, notice how his pain is tangible but collected. He could easily have written on and on about how heartbroken he was over the death of his beloved brother, but he kept it short with this simple, solemn poem. Although there are parts where his pure misery can be heard, Catullus manages to keep the poem on track and focuses on the funeral customs he is honoring. In line 6, Catullus seems to be tempted to let his anguish out. Alas, wretched brother, stolen unjustly from me. But he quickly stops himself. After this line, listen for a shift in the tone of the poem. The shift begins with, "Now, nevertheless, take these things." After setting the scene for the poem and almost letting his emotions out, he returns to the point with new solemnity. From here to the end of the poem, Catullus fulfills his duty and presents the offerings with sadness but also emotional restraint. As you listen to the poem, make sure to notice how Catullus's emotions seem to be just barely held back by his determination to respectfully honor custom. Through many peoples and through many seas, I have come, brother, for these wretched funeral rites, so that I may give you the final gifts of death, and talk all in vain with your silent ashes. Since fortune has stolen you from me, alas, wretched brother, taken unjustly from me, now, nevertheless, take these things, mournful funeral rites, which have been handed down by the custom of our ancestors. Receive them, soaked with many tears of your brother. And forever, my brother, hail and farewell. Multas per gentes, et multa per aequora vectus. Edwinias. Miseras frater ad inferias. Ut te postremo donare munere mortis. Et mutam nequi qualo querer cinerem. Quando quidem fortuna mihi tet habstulit ipsum. Heu miser indigne frater ademte mihi. Nunc tamen interia Prisco, quae more parentum, tradita sunt tristi, munerad inferias. Acepe, fraterno, multum menanti affletu, at quin perpetuum, frater, ave atque vale.